Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Episode number 17, Take Me Home, Mark chapter 6, verse 1 through to verse 6. What comes to mind when I say the word home? The place you grew up, the place you had your children, the place you are right now, maybe nowhere, you're homeless. Is it a good word for you? Some have positive thoughts about their homes, but for others, it's the opposite. Our relationships with the homes we've had in our lives is not always simple. When Jesus heads back to his family's hometown of Nazareth, after travelling away for a while, it looks like he's in for a very uneasy visit. A little earlier, in a different town, he managed to offend his family by putting his friends first. Now, he said he did that not out of a lack of love, but his concern to prioritise God's work. But how is it viewed in the tight-knit society of Nazareth, where family is all important? Homes and communities can be wonderful, happy places, but they may also be claustrophobic, environments where we feel unable to breathe. One of the reasons for that can be the weight of expectations upon us. In the place where we live or have lived, people feel they know us and they know what they want from us. If we don't match up to their assumptions, well then tension enters the relationship. Pressure and stress, which makes the environment feel oppressive, can make us feel like we want to leave that home, possibly never go back. Jesus might easily have taken that attitude, knowing what his people could be like. Yet he doesn't. He goes home and, when Saturday comes round, he's found in the synagogue, the place where everyone expects him to be. It's where the town gathers for their weekly worship. Jesus is expected there, and more than that, he's expected to speak, and he's willing to. People say, after all, now he's a rabbi, a teacher about God and about life. But people are expecting him to speak in a certain way. He's going to have to weigh his words carefully. There's a reputation to be rebuilt. Whatever the outside world may think of him, whatever praise he gets out there, this is home. They know him. They know what they want from him. Jesus, however, can't play that game. He's interested in truth, not flattery. So as he speaks what he knows he's got to speak, people's jaws actually drop. Comments start being muttered. Why is he talking like that? They've known Jesus for decades. He grew up with them. He played with the younger ones when they were children. He called the older ones his aunties and uncles. But he's not talking like one of them now. He's become all fancy. Maybe people say to one another, it's probably why he didn't treat his family right when they went to see him. Well, it's not on here. We're not having it. He might not know his family anymore, but we do. We'll stand by them. It's so unfair to Jesus for them to do this. If he despised his family, he wouldn't be in Nazareth. He wouldn't have gone home. But he doesn't, and he did go home. Yet misunderstanding like this is so common. We think we're treating people one way, they think it's another. We're trying to do the right thing, they sourly accuse us of the wrong thing. Miscommunication becomes argument, argument becomes a fight. A fight leads to division, division becomes separation. Maybe you've got ex-relationships in your life where this has happened, which are just like this. And when that does happen, and it happens at home, well, home can become a place where we feel we can no longer return. Why is humanity like this? Why do we have this habit of messing up the parts of our lives which should be our happy zones? We dream of our homes being contented places with peace and comfort and ease and love, yet the very location, which should be good for us, can become bad. As Jesus says in Nazareth, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honour. Familiarity breeds contempt. What's wrong with us? Jesus went home to offer amazing help to his people. But they proudly reject it and push him away. What do you think? Why do things turn sour in this way? The Bible says that it's because long ago we walked away from our original home. Not where we were personally born, but where the human race was born. Once we had a home where we knew our Creator, God, but we couldn't accept the way it was. We couldn't accept Him for who He was. We knew better, except that we didn't. We rebelled. We rebelled against the one who made us, who gave us life, and the outcome was devastating. That's where all the hurt and the pain and the wickedness comes from in our world, which has marred humanity. We've treated God badly. And yet, God is still willing to welcome us back. Jesus is the way back to God. Through Him, we can actually go home to God and be happy again. Thanks for watching. Stay on to hear the Bible passage. It's going to be read out. Think on about it. And then do return for the next episode.
Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's his wisdom that has been given him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offence at him. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honour. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their lack of faith.